It's good to see you this evening. I have a small request of you. Our few brief moments together, I would like to ask you to do one thing. Forget about all the other cares in your life and enjoy the presence of Christ. I'm going to read the Christmas story to us. I'm going to light the Christ candle. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing some more and then share communion. This time will be brief, but it could be momentous in your life if you allow Christ to speak to you. So let's begin with the Christmas story. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. In the prior weeks, we have lit the shepherd's candle, the prophet's candle, the magi candle, and the angel's candle. Tonight, I light for us the Christ candle. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Will you bow your heads and join me in prayer, please? Father, it is good to know tonight as we gather here, we are celebrating with our brothers and sisters in this building and around the world, and we do join the courses that they have already been declaring that God is with us. You are Emmanuel. Lord, we lift our voices, and I pray we'll lift our hearts to praise you and to honor you. And that God, that tonight we would allow ourselves to embrace the fullness of God like never before. Lord, I pray tonight you would fill us afresh of yourself. Lord, what is it that you are speaking to us that you need us to hear? Lord, I pray tonight you would whisper how much you love us once again, that how much you care about us, how much you adore us. And that, Father, we would honor and glorify you. We would praise you. And that, Father, this would be a time that would please you. And that, God, the sound of being in this building would resonate out into the city of Savannah to glory and honor to the one true living God. We praise you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Echoing their joyous Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is night. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Away in a manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Asleep on the hay.
Here we are this evening gathered to remember something that none of us was there, but we've heard the story and we've seen it reenacted over and over and over again, that the reality is now we come to a time where we join to remember it, and it's a shared memory. For me, that just kind of emphasizes the fact that there's a bigger story going on here. And tonight, as we gather together, our stories, in fact, the truth is, for as long as we've been alive, our stories come to find their place in this story that we're talking about. The coming of the Christ. Then His death on the cross. Then His resurrection from the tomb. And then we also look forward to His second coming. All these things are intermingled with our stories. And every one of us here tonight, we have memories, we have thoughts, we have experiences that God wants to do something with. He doesn't waste anything. Even the times in our lives where we didn't understand things. The times in our lives we would like to forget. God takes those and makes them a part of His story. And by doing that, we find that we are given a new life in Christ. So tonight, when we gather, we don't just come to remember when Jesus was born. We also come to celebrate that He said He was coming back again. And so we stand, we sit, we sing, we worship here in the middle of history where our story intersects with it. And we come to be joyful. And at the same time to remember that the story is not finished yet. So tonight, one of the few things that we're going to do in a few minutes, I'm going to light this candle from the Christ candle. And I am going to be standing over here. Got to get my directions set. And there are other candles that you are going to be getting as you exit from sharing communion. You will take a candle and then you will light your candle from my candle as I am standing over there. And then you'll return to your seats. But before we do that, we want to remember what Jesus said. As He sat there with His friends at that supper during Passover, when He knew what was going to happen and they had no idea. And He reinterpreted everything that they had done all their lives. Every time they celebrated Passover, they thought they were looking back. And He sat there and He shared that supper with them and said, no, you are celebrating something that is happening now and something that will be fulfilled when I come back. So He took the bread at that supper. And when He did, He blessed it. And after He blessed it, He broke it. And He gave it to His disciples and He said, this is my body which is broken for you. It was something that they had seen hundreds, well, tens of times in their lives. Forgive the exaggeration. And every time they saw that happen, they were thinking about the Passover. And now he was saying the Passover comes to life before you in its true purpose, to point to this time, this moment. And he said, take, eat. This is my body broken for you. And then he picked up the cup and he blessed the cup. And after that he said, here, this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you. Drink of it. And as he shared that with them, he reinterpreted everything they understood about Passover. And he also said, I will not drink the fruit of the vine. I will not share a meal with you again until my kingdom comes. There was a promise there. So as we share this time, I encourage you, reflect not only what Christ did, but what he's doing, what he's going to do, and what this says to you in your part of the story. Dusty, Dane, the body of Christ, broken for you. Dusty, the body of Christ, broken. Dane, the blood of Christ shed for you. Dusty, the blood of Christ shed for you. Dusty and Dane are going to be up here. We invite you to come and share in the body and the blood, the celebration of communion. We do this in an open sense. All who are in Christ are free to come and partake and share. Because this is the body. It's bigger than us. As you do that, Regina and Kathy will then be over here with candles and you can pick one of those up. Jesus came to be the light of the world. Let's let our light shine before Him.
Dawn of redeeming
Christmas, y'all.